if they're up. You know how you can kind of like wake them up without waking them
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you're like, ah! And you're like, you're super loud in every move you make. Like,
you like throw your entire body yeah. and you roll over.
And they have to wake up.
They'll feel it. Yeah. They'll feel it if you kind of roll over and like lay on their chest. And then you do the, oh, morning, you know?
Yeah. Good morning. Wow.
Wow, it's so funny that we woke up at the same time. That's crazy.
That's so cute.
That was adorable.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Yeah. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. You guys already know about Honey. Oh my God, this is so funny. I was with Hinge last night, some people from Hinge, their COO, and he asked me about Honey because he was like, how long are they your presenting sponsor? I was like, hopefully forever. But he's like, I don't know what it is. And I was like, well, Honey's actually an online browser plugin. You download it in just two clicks and it automatically applies the best deals on the internet like right to your shopping cart. So you don't have to find the coupons. They find you. You're going to save a buttload of money. And he's just looking at me like,
just a walking ad.
Okay. I was like, sorry. It's like so ingrained in me. I'm like so enthusiastic about Honey that I literally am doing the ad like for fun.
When they came in the other day, sales guy was like, oh, Ellie wasn't here, but he was like, oh, Alana, this is the guys from Honey. And I was like, oh my God, hi.
Like they were like our like best friends. And they were just like these like normal dudes.
Like businessmen. They like, they're like, hello.
Like, oh God, hi. We love Honey. People keep sending us that they're saving money on textbooks. They're saving money. This girl was like, I got a free chair. Why is that so funny? Alana just spit out her coffee everywhere.
I got a free chair. Fuck yeah.
She was buying an office.
I just ruined my dress.
She was ordering an office chair and she got like a $90 discount. She was like, free chair.
That's huge.
That's a huge discount.
I just ruined my fucking dress.
All good. It's just Friday anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you gonna do? Oh my God, I'm on the verge of death. You. Oh, sorry. Let's finish this one again. Okay, so if you want to save money like a smart, then go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. That is joinhoney.com/Ellie. Joinhoney.com/Ellie.
Did you just use a smart like a noun?
Yeah.
Like that.
Don't be a dumb.
Don't be a dumb.
Be a smart. Yeah. You guys, I'm on the verge of death. I am so hungover, but like weird hungover. I'm not my normal kind of hungover. I feel like normally I'm a little nauseous. I have like a headache. I'm actually starting to develop a headache hearing my own voice in my ears right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like tired. I slept on a couch last night. An unfamiliar couch.
The worst type of couch.
Not a great couch. You know, you want a couch that you know if you're going to sleep on a couch.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like you, the one couch at your friend's apartment you always sleep on or you spent a lot of time watching TV on it.
What kind of material was the couch?
It was like, you know, the one in my apartment that's hard.
Oh.
It was like that one. Although that couch is weird because when you sit on it for a while, it's like, wow.
Leather couches, like sleeping on leather couches is like, I have like a thing about it. Like I can't do it.
It's tough.
I won't even like have sex on a leather couch.
I don't like the squeaking.
Yeah. Ugh, sorry. Skin crawl. But
I know it's horrible. No, you need like a nice, like one of those couches that you get at like West Elm that's like super deep and just looks like a cloud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like if I slept on that kind of couch.
And what's the material? Like corduroy? I don't even know what that is.
Like a soft.
Like a soft. Thing.
Soft yeah. material. Yeah, like I don't have that kind of couch, but I like my home, like my couch, not the hard couch, although I do like sleeping on that couch because for some reason it like feels good. It's weird. That's a weird couch.
It is a weird couch.
It's like a weird, I don't know how to explain it. It's so hard, but then you're like,
all right. Huh.
It's like the video of the girl that's like, no. Yeah.
I love that video.
Well, but I spend a lot of time on my couch now because I put my TV in the living room. So I just like live on that couch, but I love it so much. But yeah, tough to sleep on a couch. You guys, I had so many drinks last night, like an absurd amount of drinks for a Thursday night and B for me. Like I'm pretty controlled.
You know what we were talking about the other day?
Who, you and me?
Not you and I. Our friends. That we used to go out every Thursday, like, super hard. When did we stop? Well, the summer.
Summer.
The summer's weird. We used to, like, black out every Thursday.
I just got a wave of
nausea. And then just come in here and try to record.
Yeah, and we'd be like, ugh. We did. And I think we'll probably start doing it in the winter because we wouldn't go out on Fridays.
Mm, I like not going out on Fridays.
Me too. Oh, my God. I'm maybe going to vomit.
Are you good?
No. really?
At least having, like, hiccups from, like, the pit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like acid reflux hiccups.
It's really not good. I'm really, really suffering. Like, I'm going to be so honest with you guys. Things are not. I'm wearing glasses and, like, no makeup and just, like, a weird fit. Like, outfit of, like, things that I just, like,
that
pulled together.
That is a weird fit.
Like, when you look, at first you're, like, just wearing jeans and a t-shirt and sandals. And then you look at it and you're like,
no,
that's
weird
a weird
fit.
It's because it was the only thing I could think to put on this morning because my brain is broken. It was a little chilly out. I didn't want to wear a dress.
It was a little chilly, yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, I had 6 drinks, which is a lot for me.
Especially like vodka martini drinks.
Yeah, I was doing these vodka martinis. It was like cucumber vodka and then like watermelon juice.
Love that.
And it was like, it tasted like, it was the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. Like, if I could get that everywhere, that's what I would get.
I bet that's an easy order, honestly. They have cucumber vodka. You could get a cucumber martini. Why not?
Yeah, I know. But it was with the
watermelon juice. Mm-hmm,
that made it just chef's kiss.
That sounds really good.
It was really, we should go there.
I'm down.
Let's go to Tribeca Tavern and have it. It's beautiful. It's like, all right, on the water. It was nice. But I'm
so happy I didn't go.
We would have had fun.
I know, but I couldn't have fun. I had too much shit to do.
Oh, that's really sad.
I know. Actually, I was really responsible, right?
I know. You never do that. You're always like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know where we would have ended up if you'd come.
I know.
It was a fun squad. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway. Should we get into this?
I suppose that we might get into this episode, what we're here for. Before we get into this episode, got a word from a sponsor, Lisa Mattress. Ugh. Speaking of, you know.
It's moving season.
It is moving season. We are both trying to move.
I actually said this last night to my dad on the phone. I don't need a mover. I think I'm going to get a new Lisa Mattress. I literally said that.
Wow. So. Also, like, speaking of bad sleeping situations, I slept on a couch last night. Wish I had slept on a Lisa mattress. Lisa knows how important rest is to a better life. Lisa is the foundation of a healthier, happier you. I so agree with that. If I had had a better sleep last night, I'd be less of a fucking zombie trying to puke my brains out right now. All Lisa products have been thoughtfully designed to go beyond creating a comfortable bed and to transform your bedroom into a sanctuary you want to spend time in, which is the goal, you know? You want people to want to be in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. You want to be in your bedroom. I will tell you, walking into my bedroom this morning at 6:30 a.m. when I finally got home, I was like, oh, my God, my bed. I was like, I am so happy that this bed exists and is here for me. So don't miss out. It is moving season. Everyone's kind of moving into new apartments right now. So
College,
you know, instead of using a shitty college mattress.
Get a Lisa delivered directly to your new house at college.
Amazing. Don't miss out. Live healthier, live happier by resting deeper. Order today and get 15% off any mattress for a limited time at lisa.com/schnittalk and use promo code schnittalk. That's LEESA.com/schnittalk, promo code schnittalk. And keep in mind that you also get a 100-night risk-free trial. Into those Tuesday morning thoughts today, in honor of how many of you are either going to college for the first time, heading back to college, or maybe you're like me and you're old and feeling nostalgic watching all the freshmen go to college. Mm-hmm. We are talking freshman year of college, first semester, little survival guide, little bit of like just talking shit about it, talking schnit about it, if you will. I don't know. It's just making me feel all kinds of like feelings watching all the freshmen talking about like their experiences, and even seeing like my sorority posting like work week and like, you know, oh, all the freshmen are moving in. Who's excited for Rush or start recruitment? Like, it's making me feel feelings. So, yeah, this is such a big step for you. Like, your first time being somewhat independent, somewhat autonomous.
It's crazy.
It's really weird. And the funny thing is, like, I do look back on that and think, like, I was so young. But it's just because I learned so much over 4 years of college that I'm not that much older than us. I mean, 23 and 17, that's 23 and 18. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big age difference. It's not that much, but it's like, you just learn so much between the ages of 18 and 21. Mm-hmm. Like, you just become this whole new person. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I want to say is, like, let yourself metamorphosize. Like, let yourself change. Go out of your comfort zone. Try things that you wouldn't have tried in high school. Don't, like, rely on your hometown friends, you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh my God.
Really try, because when you, I don't know, I just feel really sad for people who never, who peaked in high school and just never let themselves, because really there's no such thing as peaking in high school. It's just like whether you let yourself be open to new things or if you're like, totally, I'm good with how I am right now.
Yeah.
Like, you want to grow and you want to learn. That's what's great about college.
Yeah. You're going to feel kind of weird at first, being so like, weird. Oh, I have all these like surface level friendships. Have none friends. Of them really matter right now. Like, I just, fuck it. I just want to go. All my friends are at Rutgers. Like, let me just transfer to Rutgers. Like, that's the easy thing to say. The, like, do you know what I mean?
You know, the homesickness.
The
hits.
Homesickness, yeah.
I was not hungover. Hangovers on the brain. I was not homesick
me
my
neither.
Freshman year. I actually, so my mom, you know, my parents moved me in. And my roommate and I were moving in at the same time. So we moved in. My parents left. They closed the door. I had, like, one moment where I, like, cried for, like, a second. Like a couple tears released, but I didn't really know my roommate, so it was like kind of a weird thing. She's like, you good? I'm like,
yeah,
that was just, it's weird. She's like, yeah. And then I didn't get homesick again or like cry again. Well, I mean, obviously I cried in college, but like I didn't until the day that my mom came to pick me up and move me out freshman year. I woke up and I sobbed because I didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't feel that homesickness. Now, I do have friends that did.
Yeah.
That were like, this isn't right for me. Like, I miss home. I don't know if this is the right thing. I'm really homesick. I miss my parents. I miss my friends. I miss my hometown. Like, I want you to know it's natural to feel that way. But like, my friend Julie, she was so homesick. She felt so out of place her first semester. Might have been first semester in like a half-ish. But she was a spring rush, so it was different too. Like, I had a sorority right away, so yeah. I felt. But maybe the first semester of her college experience. And then she just graduated this spring. And, like, she loved Vanderbilt so much. Like, she made friendships for life. She had all these stories, these exes. And, like, she would call me and tell me all this shit. And I was so happy that she was, like, enjoying it. Because at first, like, she didn't.
Right.
So, like, you have to stick it out. There,
totally.
You cannot be like, nope, this isn't for me. One semester, I'm outie. I'm transferring. Like, give it a shot. Because it sometimes you just don't adjust places right away. If I had been like, nope. I'm not doing this. I can't do it. I'm going back home when I first moved to New York. Like, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have the friends I have. I wouldn't have the stories I have and the experiences I've had. And, like, just stick it out and see what happens. That's the overarching most important thing I can tell you is, like, if you're homesick at first, stick it out. It'll get better. And, like, don't fucking throw yourself a pity party. Instead, throw yourself into fucking activities. Go out with your roommate. Go out with your floor mates. Everyone wants to make friends in college. That is the beauty,
so it's like not
of
weird.
College. No one has friends and everyone's like feeling each other out. Like, at first, there are so many girls I was friends with freshman year that just like lived in my floor or that I met in class or something that like I never really talked to them again. But
right.
Like
my first month of college, I hung out with a totally different
friend
group.
Totally different.
Like by the end, my like actual friends were like, I cannot believe that you were like hanging out with those people.
I know.
Like,
I still can't believe I was
like
hanging out with those
people. It's funny because everyone is just like friends. I need friends, friends, friends,
anybody,
friends.
Anybody, anytime, anywhere. Like, let's go to the dining hall together. Let's do this. By the end of my freshman year, I was like, I'm going to the dining hall by myself. I'm going to sit at
a table
by
myself. Oh, my God, that was my
favorite. I know. You didn't have to talk to anybody. You could just shovel whatever it was.
Yeah, totally.
And I lived in the dorm with the good dining hall. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky. I would just go down and get my grilled cheese or my burger or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I ate so bad freshman year. But that's we're going to talk. Let's talk freshman 15. That's fucking real, you guys. I did not gain a freshman 15 because I had the metabolism of like a young dolphin. Mm. I like was still pooping like four times a day. But like I had friends that definitely gained a freshman 15. And, you know, it's tough because dorm food, not the best for you.
I lost a bunch of weight because I was so grossed out by the food. Like it was. So I had like a reverse effect. Like I was like unhealthily
not
like
eating.
I was unhealthy, like, do you know what I'm saying, in like the reverse way, because I wasn't eating because I was like scared to eat the food. But I but I had friends that
Jersey bitch.
I know, I was like, oh my god, what is this?
This is not a spicy meatball.
You fucking bitch. I had, this is the funniest shit ever, I totally forgot about this. My best friend Daniela, she was nervous about freshman 15, so every day she would eat for breakfast like this yogurt in the dining hall. Remember they would have like those,
yeah, the
like
yogurts the, out with and the then fruit. With the granola and the fruit.
Right, right.
Wow, so is this like a universal
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, totally. She would eat that like every single day. She went to St. Joe's, not UD. Mm-hmm. And she was gaining so much weight. We were like, Daniela, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? She sees them loading the yogurt one day and it says fruit dip. So every day for
God.
Breakfast, she thought she was eating like Greek yogurt with fruit, like healthy, right? She was eating fruit dip.
That's,
and she
so
cried
for
days.
I would cry for days. Are you kidding me?
Because she was like, this is why I've been gaining so much weight.
You're
like,
eating pure sugar and fat. Like nothing
like actual
nutritious.
Like yeah
fat like mayonnaise like
so watch out for stuff like that
yeah because they yeah watch out for, there was like a healthy corner of course and
right
like,
right
the home style was always good shit. Try and like know your food groups, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like yes, I ate grilled cheese like every day, but
you would add the string beans on the
yes,
side.
Whatever the vegetable was, I would get the vegetable. Right. Whatever the fruit was, I would get the fruit. Like I always had a little fruit, little vegetable. And then my main course, because at least I felt like I was having something. And yeah. Drink fucking water. Oh my God, the water on my floor was so bad. I like would get imported crates of water because mm-hmm. I was like, I can't drink this water. Like the water fountain tasted so bad. But like freshman year is just really important because you don't have a parent or like adults to be like, hey, here's a serving of vegetables. Hey, have you drank enough water today? Hey, have you done your homework today? Hey, you need to get up and go to class. Like, you literally don't have an adult telling you to do those things. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, that's really awesome. It's like, oh my God, freedom. I can do anything I want to. I'm a fucking baller. On the other side, you probably don't know yet how to self-motivate. And if you're not really careful and try and actually, like, have that internal motivation to, like, take care of yourself, you might fall into a bit of a rut. Like,
yes.
Bro, like, I'm dead ass serious. I almost failed out my first semester because I just didn't go to class.
Like, you have no one to look after you.
I would take
so
like 5 hours.
So this is like your
naps.
Moment like, to like define yourself. Do you want to be the kid that has a clean room, clean sheets, smells great, eats well, goes to the gym, does their homework,
okay,
has
well,
their
that's
life
a
together.
Aggressive.
But like all those things. Or do you want to be in like a dark room with unwashed sheets, dirty clothes, yeah. eating like Chinese food takeout every night, not going to class, like wasting your parents' money? Like you yes. have the decisions to make to be either one of those things.
And you're probably going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like I certainly, it took me a long time to get in the habits of like actually doing laundry enough. I still don't really do that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I tell Alana every month I go, I'm out of underwear. I'm out. I have to do laundry tonight
yeah.
because I push it so hard. I have to do laundry, speaking of. But, it's the food is where you're going to have a lot of freedom, and I urge you to do your best to make the mm-hmm. right choices. Try and not snack too. Like, don't keep snacks in your dorm because that's where the danger comes. Like for me, like, oh my God, I would snack. Mm-hmm. My best friend had only Velveeta mac and cheese. Like in her, that's all she ate because she didn't like the dining hall food. So mm-hmm. she gained like 10 pounds freshman year because, I mean, she lost it all. But like she was like, I'm only eating Velveeta. What the fuck am I going to do?
Right, right.
God, I loved freshman year. It was so fun. But the freedom thing is super real. Go to class. Mm-hmm. Go to class. Like, I can't say it more. Like,
yeah.
you're going to be like, oh, my God, I just slept in and I didn't go to class and nothing happened. I didn't get a tardy or like
a no one said
absence.
Shit.
No
yeah.
one called my house. Like, no one gives a fuck. I just didn't go. Yeah. Well, go, though.
You're wasting, like,
you're
thousands,
wasting
of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. Also, like, see, I was really bad about, to be honest, I was really bad about going to class. Like, even through senior year, like, I just was. But I made myself, like, a calendar of every class. I was like, I can miss this class 4 times mm-hmm. in the semester. It says it in the syllabus
yeah, yeah.
before you lose, like, a letter grade or something. I'm like, I can miss 4 times this semester. So, I would, like, write on a calendar, miss this. Like, because I had to keep it organized. Otherwise, I would find myself, like, is this the second time I've missed class or the 8th time I've missed class? I have no idea. Because I know myself, and I knew, like, there were going to be – I was going to not go to class sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
So, like
– Fridays?
Oh my God.
I never had a class
Do
on a Friday.
Do not schedule a Friday. Yeah. The only time I had a Friday class was my first semester freshman year because you don't know any better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, it was like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class.
And I never went.
Not go to a Friday morning class.
You won't, because Thursdays are aggressive and fun. It's the best night of college.
It's the best night. Yeah, totally.
Best night of college is Thursday night because everyone's like, fuck it, I don't have to go to class tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get that ever again. So like, take advantage of that fact. Also, 8 a.m. Guess what? You think 8 a.m. isn't early because you go to like high school pretty early. You're like, my high school starts at 7:40. What's an 8 a.m.? You're not going to go to your 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now because I thought that. I was like, I can do even a 9 a.m. The earliest I would schedule by the time I was like a junior. I was like,
noon.
Noon. Because I literally wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, I just would be like, it's too early. I can't make it. I'm not going to go. Like, you won't go. So be careful about scheduling your classes because... trust me that that and know yourself, honestly, know your strengths, know your weaknesses. I knew that I'm more likely to go to a 3 to 5:50 class than like a 8 to 9:50 class.
Totally.
Like, even though it's like you get the classes done early, out of the way, you have the rest of the day free, I get that. I just couldn't do it. I would never go to that class, so I would have my afternoons busy and my mornings free to like sleep in or do homework, because I would have to get up and do my essays a lot because I was lazy and never wanted to do them at night. Dude, like, college is a balancing act, and it's the only time in your life that you have that like pure, actual, unadulterated freedom with no consequences. Like, adulthood, you do have the pure, free, unadulterated freedom, but you get like a buttload of consequences if you don't do the shit you're supposed to.
Yeah, if you don't go to work, you'll get
fired.
Guess
what? You'll get fired. If you don't do your laundry, guess what? You'll have no clean clothes and just look like a fucking slob. If you don't clean your room, well, you're just gonna feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, you have it. Don't pay a bill. Guess what? Like, I never paid my parking tickets in college.
Me neither.
They weren't real, though, at my college. Yeah. Like, they just did them to try and leech money from you, but they didn't actually, like, write down your license or anything. So it didn't matter if you didn't pay them. They eventually would just, like, dissipate. But, and I guess that's, like, your crash course on, like, the basic stuff. Man, dorm life is, like, fun. I mean, it's fun.
My floor was my best friends all through college, my freshman year floor.
And you'll either get a floor that your best friends all through college, or you will never speak to them again, and there's no in between.
Yep.
I was the other one.
My roommates, like, all 4 years were were on my floor. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah, like our guy friends.
I was so jealous of people like that. There was it was Smith 2 in Waterston Towers. Mm-hmm. They like are still all friends. And I'm like, how the fuck do you guys all like each other this much? My floor actually doesn't like each other. Mm-hmm. Like, literally would get in fights. Like, there, some girl like stapled condoms on this other girl's door and was like, slut. Like, it was a bad floor situation. It was really bad. So you're going to get one or the other. I'm praying for the other one. But if you don't have a good floor, you'll make other friends. I promise. Because everybody wants to make friends. Mm-hmm. If you even put yourself out 2%, you will find
Everyone's
someone.
Like willing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be friends because nobody has friends.
What I will say is, like, when I started freshman year, I was never homesick. I had friends from the bat.
Me
like
too.
Going because of my floor. And I was like making all these friends all over the place. I had a great freshman year.
Me too.
My friends from home were kind of like, I don't really love it here at all their other schools, blah, blah, blah. And going in the future, it was kind of reversed. Like them.
You then didn't like
them. Like waiting and finding the right friends, getting super close with them.
Yeah.
Like, they're still very close with their friends from college. I think I spread myself a little too thin. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, looking back, besides like my roommates, I have like very close college friends.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So like there's a trade off there.
Because like obviously like I'm lucky. I met Jesse right away, my best friend. And Hannah, I met freshman year too. And we're still very close. But then it's like I really didn't like, other than those two, like I really didn't like my friends.
Yeah.
Like, until senior year, and I met Eileen and Nate and all of them. And
yeah.
I love you.
And you are all over the place. Like, you have all these
other friend groups. You're
like,
changing so much through college. It's like, chances are the people you meet freshman year, I mean, maybe if you're lucky, you'll grow together. But a lot of times, like, I'm such a different person than I was when I was 18 that it's like, I don't even know. Like, it's crazy that I'm still friends with people I know when I was 18.
So you just have to hold out. Like, it'll come. Like, I remember the beginning of freshman year, I was at going to a frat formal.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the bus on the way back, and my date was very upset. We were like, he was venting up to me about something. I think it was like normal freshman year blues. And I remember thinking, like, on the bus, like, I was with all my like quote unquote friends.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, if I left,
no one would care.
And, yeah. And like,
that's pretty much how I felt all through college.
That's like a weird feeling.
Isn't
like
that when you're kind of like, I'm here, but I'm not, I'm like a ghost.
Yeah. Like, it's like everyone is friends, but if one of them left, I'd be like, oh shit, bitch left. Like,
but your friendships do get deeper.
They grow.
They grow.
You have to get over that hump. Like, yeah.
You barely know these people. You've only known them for like a year. And yes, it's more intense because you live with them and you're constantly with them. But like, it's, you know, it takes time. So don't stress if at first you don't meet your best friend.
You're going to have those feelings, though, of being like, what's the point?
Why am I like?
But it grows. Yeah. Like,
and, you know, that's when you can lean on your high school friends a little.
But don't rely on them.
Don't. Oh, my God. Make sure that, like, make sure you try. At least, for me, make a pledge that you'll at least try. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I wanted to say was with drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to say this. College drinking is no joke. Like, everything that you see in the media, on Barstool, on Chicks, like, wherever you see it, that's, you know, you see these drinking games and this and that and the drinking. Like, it's not a trope or, like, a fantasy or a fake thing. College drinking is, like, really intense.
Yeah.
And, like, we did it. We were very small girls and we handled it. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to be a tank. Now I have one wine and I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling a little flirty. But like back in college, like I wasn't like that because the drinking is so intense. You get used to drinking Tuesday through Sunday and like you're just used to it. But if you're not a drinker, you want to be maybe like in college, but you haven't really done it in high school, like you or this summer or anything, you haven't really experimented.
Take this seriously.
The best recommendation is A, please try and get drunk before you go to college because you do not want to be like, this is my first time hammered and I'm with people I barely know at a place that I'm unfamiliar with, not sure how to get home. And then maybe you'll become like,
every year there's those kids like that do that.
Yeah, like there was a girl my freshman year at PiCap who she pooped her pants and she was the poop bandit for 4 years.
That is so sad.
Like, you don't want to be that girl. Like, you just don't. You don't want to be that person. And like, with drinking, it's like, I know that you're going to see everyone chug, chug, take a shot, and you think you're invincible because you're 17 or 18.
And you think, like, if you're the one that says no, you look lame.
But, like,
no one will remember or care.
First of all, everyone's blackout, so no one cares. But also, like, just know yourself. Like, obviously, I had a couple nights that were bad freshman year because I didn't know my limits at all. But I'm paranoid and anxious, and that saved me a little bit of being like, I can't have more than one drink because I'm already feeling this, so I'm gonna sip this very slowly. Like, that was something that saved me, because there were other nights freshman year that I was like, I'm fucking invincible, I can't taste this anyways. I'm gonna do 19 of these like mixed shots that are on the bar, and then all of a sudden I've been hit by a train and I'm the girl that's falling over on the dance floor. It's so embarrassing.
My parents were like, the only reason that we except that you were like a binge drinker in high school is that when we dropped you off at college, we knew that you'd be okay. That you wouldn't die.
Oh my God.
It's true though, because I mean, if you don't know, like, okay, if I take four of these shots of fucking disgusting brunettes,
fireball,
remember whatever, that? Like, ugh, it tastes like nothing. It tastes like cinnamon. Like, if you don't know from experience that those things will destroy you, like, and it just goes down like
it's
water.
Funny.
Like,
it's,
you have to be very cautious of stuff like that.
It's funny because you like, you're in health class, what, your whole life?
Yeah.
And they teach you about binge drinking, and they're like, it's this many drinks in an hour. And you're like, oh, bitch. I drink more than that, bitch.
Yeah.
But as an adult, like, I'm telling you, like, no, like, you need to fucking pace yourself.
Yeah.
You need to know your goddamn life. And I know at part of college is having at least one night where you're like,
totally,
that was a fucking disaster. But try and wait at least till second semester, because at least then you know these people and they'll take care of you, hopefully. Like, I had my sorority, like, the older girls would take care of me.
Right.
Like, I got penguin punched a time or two. That's what it was called when the older girls would send you home because you were too drunk at a party. Penguin punching. But like, yeah, oh my God, my nightmare is just like getting too drunk and being like,
and you don't really have people looking out for you.
So
your roommate, hopefully you guys.
I was lucky. I had a friend from high school that I could always call and she would come and like help me. But like, God, if I didn't have her and I was that drunk those times because I wasn't used to drinking, like, it would have been bad. So just, I know that you're going to drink, kids. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to binge drink. And I know you're going to be hammered. But, like, try your fucking best to be a little bit cautious and conscious of the things that you're putting into your body. And know that one cup of Everclear-filled jungle juice is the equivalent of, like, three drinks. So, like,
oh my God,
be careful.
And drink water. Sometimes that'll give you the worst hangover
sometimes
ever.
Sometimes there's Xanax in them. Like, you don't know what's going on. So just try to be somewhat safe. Like I sound
like
a mom.
I would like pregame super hard and then have like a couple beers at the parties. Like I would never drink hard liquor at parties ever.
Okay, see, I was the opposite. I didn't pregame because if I pregamed, that was when I would die.
Oh, okay.
So I never pregame. So you're not into that. I never pregamed and I would go and I would have like 1 to 2 glasses of jungle juice.
Oh my God.
And that was it.
See, like I think if you pregame with hard liquor, like you know, okay, I'm pouring this cup of this much alcohol that I always give myself.
Well, see, I would
and,
always
like, it sets
make,
you off. You know what I mean?
I would make my own drinks at the frats because they always had like bottles of Burnett's and like some lemonade. So you make yourself your drink and you know what's in it and that's good.
Yeah.
But if they do have jungle juice, just be careful. Stick to 1 to 2 glasses because you're just.
Oh my God. The hangover there is just like, oh my God.
I never got hungover when I was a fucking freshman, which is annoying when I look back at it now because like you didn't deserve that.
Oh my God.
Why were you not getting hangovers? I'm a fun adult now. I had hangover. I was hungover 3 days this weekend. Like, I want to die, but whatever. Freshman year is really fun, and it's 18 was such a good year. And like freshman year, you have all these new experiences. Like, you're so shiny and fresh and young, and you're gonna figure everything out. So if you're nervous or you're anxious right now, like, that's normal. You should be.
Yeah,
it's scary, but it's also one of the best things that'll ever happen to you if you let it be. If you
actually, you gotta like do it.
Just, you know, be open to new things, and oh my God, just like try not to be the drunkest girl at the party. That's the only, because I was always the drunkest girl at the party, and I regret that. But also then again, it's like maybe be the drunkest girl at a party a couple times and then you'll never do it again.
I remember that like one of the first pregames I ever went to for like a frat party. Oof. These two girls got up on the table and started like making out, and like it was like a makeout. It was like, look
at
us.
Yeah. Look how hot we are. Like queer baiting.
Yeah, it was queer baiting. And all through college for 4 years, like that was how they were remembered. Like, you know what I mean?
Girls.
Yeah. Like, yikes. Watch out for stuff like that. Like, don't do stuff for attention like that. Like, it'll like be yourself.
Dude, yeah. I went to this.
You know
party.
What I mean?
I went to a Christmas party freshman year. And obviously I'm Jewish. And so I dressed in like, I wore like blue and stuff because it was Hanukkah. And then I just wrote like hashtag Jewish on my boobs. I was wearing like a really like.
Stop.
Yes, there's pictures of it.
Stop it.
Yes. And for 4 years, it was like, oh, you're the Jewish girl. Because I wrote hashtag Jewish on my tits in Sharpie and it didn't come off for 3
fucking days.
I mean,
if you want to be doing this stuff, do it.
Do
but
it.
Just remember, like,
people remember.
Like, they will remember stuff like this. You know
Basically,
what I mean?
Basically, your freshman year is a good one. I mean, I have so many stories from freshman year that I'm like, yikes.
Holy shit.
Yikes, girlfriend. Yeah. But enjoy it and, like, send us your stories. Send us pictures of your roommates. Put on your whiteboards outside your door your cry count, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Say, like, let's be messy tonight. Like, enjoy it. Have your best freshman year. And if you're old and sad like we are, you know, just text your friend your favorite story from freshman year and just be like, do you fucking remember when we are dumbasses?
It's so embarrassing.
It's
the worst.
It's so cringy. And also, like, we went to college. This is the last thing I'll say, but we went to college at the very shift of, like, the culture we're in now and, like, the end of early 2000s culture.
You're so right.
So, like, our freshman year pictures are so much worse than everyone else's freshman year pictures because they're, like, 2009 pictures. Like, the way we dressed and, like, the pencil skirts in the frat basement.
Oh,
my God. Peplum was, like, a thing and, like,
the
statement necklaces. Oh, yes,
huge
Alana.
Earrings.
So bad. I was wearing, I mean, why was I getting
lace?
Oh, lace everything.
And, like, blurry pictures. Uber wasn't a thing
Uber
yet.
Wasn't real. So we had DDs, but, like.
Yeah, but not all the time.
So you would have to walk sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're in, like, a teeny skirt and giant wedges and it's snowing. And oh my God.
Frackets? Did you have frackets?
Hell yeah, I had frackets. Anyways. Yeah, I guess that's it for our freshman year of college segment. I don't know. Now I'm really thinking about freshman year and feeling waxing pretty nostalgic right now. But, okay, let's get into our next segment. And before we do, I got a word from a sponsor. All right, guys, so let me talk to you about Noom. I'm actually very excited about this because we get, like, a free trial of it. And you guys will get a free trial as well, like a 14-day free trial. But, like, we got the free trial. So I went and I signed up on the website and then I downloaded the app. So basically it's, like, a fitness and lifestyle and health app. I don't know how to.
All in one.
It's kind of like having a personalized health and wellness coach in your pocket. It's really good. You get set up with, like, a coach. You get set up with goals. You get to make your own goals, whatever the weight is that, like, you want to be at, even if it's at the weight that you're at right now. You can I think it's really cool. You know, you input what you're eating, your activities and stuff, and then you also have like the kind of like psychological side of like how to motivate yourself and like what do you do if you just like, you know, you're not feeling like eating healthy today or like you don't want this, like what can you do? There's someone always there to help you with that. I think it's really, really cool. I'm really excited about it. It feels very like modern and different. It actually reminds me a lot of when we had Jackie London on and she was kind of talking about how you have to change the way you look at your relationship with food and health and fitness and all that. And then that's the only way that you can lose weight. Like this app applies that and it's really cool. So Noom is a habit changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. It's based in psychology and it teaches you why you do all the things that you do. So like why you get home and need to eat like 19 pounds of salty food. Maybe that's just me. It's based on cognitive behavioral therapy, which we love here. And you guys, you get to take an online quiz and fill in all these details. Always a slept for an online quiz. Everyone's busy. Everyone has a hard time, especially if you're just starting college right now. You might be having a hard time sticking to your normal fitness goals and your normal food goals and blah, blah, blah. You know, you have a friend in your pocket that's always going to be able to help you stick to those goals and maintain the weight you're at or lose weight or whatever it is that you want to do. You don't have to change everything in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/Ellie. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Ellie to start your free trial today. That's Noom.com/Ellie, the last weight loss program you'll ever need. All right, let's get into this next segment. Okay, for the boys, I guess. I don't really fucking know if this is a for the boys thing. This might just be a for the everybody segment.
This is for the everybody. I'm with my for everybody.
Yo, I'm not alone. I'm with my everybody. Yeah, okay. This is like a, you know, this can be applied for the boys, but I think everybody needs to hear about it. Shacking etiquette. Hmm. You know what? I am really awkward in the morning. I'm going to be super honest about that. Like, I think a lot of girls can handle it a little better than I can. For some reason, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I don't want to be here. Who are you? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm really awkward in the morning. But I think it's extremely fucking rude to leave without saying anything. Like, if I wake up and a guy is gone.
Weird.
I'm like, well, I never want to talk to that guy ever again.
It's also super weird, though, like, if they're still sleeping. And the person you're sleeping next, the person whose house you're at is still sleeping and like dead sleeping.
Dead, like dead.
It's weird to be like, I'm going to go.
Okay, excuse me.
I feel like I would go for the little shake.
Yeah,
whisper,
you do like the little shake, like hey.
Maybe like a kiss on the cheek.
No, I would never kiss a one night stand on the cheek. Ever.
What if they're sleeping? What are you supposed to do? Yo. Yo.
Hey, buddy. Yo.
I'm going to go.
You grab their fist and you go, okay, see ya.
Pick up their dead hand for them.
That was fun.
All right, catch ya, bitch.
Right, see ya. Catch ya, bitch. No. For like half a second, I was like, why? I would never do that with a guy shack. And then for half a second, I was like, you're having like a sleepover.
Girl, with your friend.
I'm going to go.
That I stay by without. I walk out without even saying bye.
Yo, that I out. Like this morning I slept at Molly's and I just like left.
Peace.
Yeah, I texted her and I was like, all right, bye.
But what is the what do you do when you like leave someone's house in the morning
and they're awake?
Mm-hmm. What's the nice thing to do?
Well, that was fun. See ya. No, I am. Well, sometimes. let's be real. Sometimes. I'm still laughing.
That's funny.
Oh, sometimes I laugh so hard I throw up, and I'm already on the verge of throwing up, so we got to stop.
They're like a dead body.
Stop.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I guess in the morning, if they're up. You know how you can kind of like wake them up without waking them
up?
Yeah,
you're like, ah! And you're like, you're super loud in every move you make. Like,
you like throw your entire body and you roll over. I opt for the like scooch closer to them and like rub my butt on their
and
dick
kind
a little.
Of then like turn over. So, yeah. Like, there's a lot of motion in the bed. They have to wake
up. Yeah. They'll feel it if you kind of roll over and like lay on their chest. Like that's kind of what I go for.
Right.
And then you do the, oh, morning, you know? Good
oh,
morning.
Wow.
Wow, that's so
fancy
funny
seeing
that
you here.
So funny that we woke up at the same time. That's crazy.
That was, so cute.
That was adorable.
All right, I'm
going to
go. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
I always kind of do like a, you have to test the waters a little. You do like the hand on the chest moment because then you're like, are we going to have some are we gonna have morning sex? And then you can kind of tell within the first like minute if they're like motivated for it because like, you know, guys are like kind of they go for what they want. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of just be like, are we doing this? And then if they don't really make a move, they're just like, yeah, I'm fucking tired. I want to go back to sleep. And I'm like, I'll be like,
all right, well, you wasted my time twice then.
Nice. Yeah. You kind of you do the roll into them and then they feel you kind of do that and they wake up. You pretend like you've also just woken up. Wow. Oh good. This is so funny that we're waking up at the same time. Good morning, you know? And then you kind of do the like, you know, like the little hand, like the on rubbing the chest kind of deal to see if they're going to initiate morning sex. It's like, are we going to fuck right now? Are we going to fuck right now? Because I'm never like opposed to it. Sometimes if I'm really hungover, I'm like, don't touch me. You ever been so hungover in a guy's bed and you're just, if they touch me, like, if he keeps trying to cuddle with me, I'm going to throw up on him. That is the worst. That is the absolute fucking worst. So you do the thing. You see, you're like, eh, something going to happen here. If it doesn't, you'd be like, I'm going to call an Uber. I had fun and really nice meeting you.
Maybe we can continue being friends or probably I'll never see you again.
What do you do if they ask for the number?
You give it to them.
I don't always give it to them. Sometimes I'm like, I think we should keep this as the one night that it was.
Oh, God.
It was lovely. And I don't want to spoil your memory of me by you texting me and me never responding to you. You know? Why can't I just be your manic pixie one night dream girl? Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that's so beautiful. Because the thing is, it's like it's tainted when you give them the number. With a one night stand, I think it's tainted. It like ruins the fun, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that a one night is a one night. And like, they'll always be like, huh, that girl didn't give me, I never saw her again.
Mystery.
Yes, mysterious.
I was like really pissed at this guy in college because we were hooking up for a while and then we stopped hooking up and then we hooked up again. Actually, it was like a horrible experience. Well, actually, it was great, but he like was so rude. Okay, let me think about this for a second.
You're getting really mad right now.
Oh my God. So this guy, we were both wasted and we had sex like a bunch of times that night.
Yeah.
And he just kept taking off the condom and like, and I wasn't on birth control for, yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
And he wouldn't tell me every time.
That's so weird. I think I woke up with the same guy.
How rude is that?
So rude. That's like beyond rude.
I woke up in the morning and I was like, this fucking
motherfucker.
And
did he pay for the plan B?
I didn't even inform him. I was like, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see you ever again. Mm. But actually, we had great sex. But,
it's a damn shame is what
but
it is.
I was like, okay, I'm going to leave. So he wouldn't wake. He was not waking up. Wouldn't wake up. I was like, I'm leaving. And I expected him to drive me home because he used to always do that. And he, like, didn't get up. And I was like, all right, thank you for putting the nail in the coffin.
Like,
I'm
never
talking
to you
again.
Yeah, good. You shouldn't because that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah. But like if it's a girl that you've hooked up with a bunch of times, I think, and you have a car. This is
oh my God, you have to drive her
home. Psychopath. Yeah. Or like call her the Uber.
At least like be a gentleman about it, you know, because you have a relationship. Like you know each other. Like even if it's just sex, like got to respect her a little bit and be like, or at least like if she calls an Uber, like wait for the Uber with her. Like, you know, like sit in the kitchen with her or something. Like,
yeah.
Don't just be like, all right, rolling back over.
But a one night stand is different.
The first time I hooked up with Mike, from college.
You fucking asshole.
Not ready yet?
Stop it.
Okay. First time I hooked up with my Mike from college, like in the morning, he literally was a rock. Like he didn't wake up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I literally kept, because I thought he was awake. He kept rolling over and like, kind of like cuddling with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's up. But then I was like, hey, I'm gonna leave.
And he wasn't responding? Oh my God, that is so awkward. It was so awkward. You do? You just got up and leave?
I left. I had my friend Christina come pick me up. And then I texted him and I said, hey, I tried to wake you, but you were like passed. So I just dipped.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, but I had a lot of fun last night. We should do it again sometime.
Yeah.
And he never responded.
That's a weird thing to not respond
How
to.
Crazy is it that he didn't respond? And yet I still continued to talk to him for 6 more months. I actually talked to him last night. But anyways, shacking etiquette. I just think you have to be polite. Like, you have to act like you really want this person to think you're a nice person. Like, I can't, like, it would ruin the whole night if a guy's like rude to me in the morning, you know? And it's, I understand sometimes yeah. people overstay their welcome, or like you're really hungover and you're just like, get the fuck out of this apartment.
How do you get the person to leave? How the fuck? Okay, so say you bring a guy back to your yeah. place. How the fuck do you get him out of there?
This is something I still don't know. I have a hard time with this. Like, a really hard time. Guys always overstay. He was at my apartment till 1 in the afternoon.
That's like annoying.
Crazy. I was like, get out of here, buddy. Stop going back to sleep. Go home.
Yeah, go home and go back to sleep.
Yeah, go home. I know you live in Brooklyn, but go home. Okay. Yeah, I don't really know what you do. I think you have to like pretend like you have something to do. Like, you have to be like, oh shit, I totally forgot I'm supposed to do this charity fun run right now, and I have to get ready and go right now. Because then they'll be like, okay.
You know what I'll just go. Remembered? What? So and so told me that
your boyfriend.
No, you fucking bitch.
I mean, I'm just using the pronouns that are correct.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. He told me that before, when he was like, when this exact situation would happen, he would pretend to still be asleep. So maybe that's what guys do.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
Maybe that's what guys
maybe
do.
That's the
and
guy
the
technique?
Girl the girl technique is like, I have to do something.
Leave this apartment.
He said that he would like pretend to be asleep for like an additional like hour and just like lay there. I was like, that's like a lot more
that's
effort.
A lot
than
of
just
effort.
Being,
just
like,
wake up and be like, all right, good to see you. Bye.
Right?
See ya.
That's just making yourself in a more uncomfortable
that's
position.
So awkward.
So maybe girls, if like you see a guy doing that, he's doing
like,
it on
I know
purpose.
You're fucking
yeah, you're totally
this.
Awake.
Can you just wake up and say
but
bye
that's
to
your
me,
cue.
Asshole? Yeah,
that's
you
your
know.
Cue to get the fuck
then
out
you
of
know.
There. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. My roommate had a guy over a while back. It was right when we first moved in, and this guy would not leave.
That's so
like,
annoying.
He was there. He kept being like, "Yeah, like we could go down to the bagel place and come back." And like, it was so weird because she was like, "Yeah, I'm meeting Gabby in like an hour," and he was like, "Oh, cool! Like I'm excited to see." You. Like, it was
oh my
so
God, what?
Weird. It was so weird. So weird.
If you're
his name
their
was Mike
house,
too.
If yeah. if you're visiting their house, like. You, I feel like you have to be the one that's like,
I'm
going
to leave. I think you, it's better to err on the side of staying too short than staying too long. Like, mm-hmm. even like the guy that I was hooking up with in college used to like be like, do you want to stay for breakfast? And I'd
yeah.
be like, no, I'm going to go.
Right.
Like, then, I literally was
yeah,
just like.
Yeah, he might just be trying to be nice.
Yeah. I was so like, I don't want to overstay my welcome, mm-hmm. you know.
And he's like, no, stay. And you're like, all right, I'll stay.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll stay all day. but no, yeah, like you should err on the side of staying for less time because. Nothing is worse than someone overstaying their welcome.
Nothing
is worse. And nothing is worse than feeling like, am I overstaying my welcome? The second you get the
yeah.
thought like, have I been here for too long? You ever wake up and you guys have accidentally been asleep like all day? Like you didn't know that mm-hmm. you both wake up and it's like 11 o'clock and you're like, I was supposed to leave at the ass crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. So not sure what's happening here. Yeah.
Am I just so comfortable in your bed? Yeah.
Ugh, man, I don't know. Like,
if someone like wouldn't leave my place, I would like lie to the point that I would like get in a cab and be like, I'm going somewhere.
I'm
like, I'm in a cab right now. Like,
put on your coat and your shoes and you're like, I'm leaving. I'm full leaving.
Just do a quick lap.
Like, oh, I'm going to walk to the subway. It's that way. And your place is that way. Cool, 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 cool. Get out of eyesight and come right back.
Yeah, right.
I have a very important business meeting at Dunkin' Donuts that I have to attend right now.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a Dunkin' right by my apartment, so that would be a good excuse, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'm going to leave, and then you just go to Dunkin'.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's, like,
it's so awkward.
You know, and I'm really awkward in the morning. I have had guys tell me, like, oh, you're really weird in the morning. Mm. And, like, I don't know why. I just can't do it. I just feel so uncomfortable. Because in the light of day, I'm like, oh, the shameful things that we did.
Yeah, it's like, ah!
It's like, oh God, remember
what
when
did you
we
do to me?
Oh my God, I let you what? Like,
you put what where?
I let. It's really. It's kind of tough to see them in the morning because I'm a different person when I'm drunk and in the dark than I am sober in the light of day.
True.
It's just true. It's like, I'm a very nice girl. Like, I'm, I don't know what possessed me last night. Oh God. Oh my God.
I'm like,
that's so funny.
Right now.
So funny. No, like, it's like after a day drink, it gets weird.
Oh my God. Day drinks are the most awkward. It's oh like, my God. That is like the most, I've totally forgot about that situation.
The day drink fuck.
Oh my God, that is the most awkward. It's, that's worse than anything in the morning,
it's
I think.
Horrifying because
it's like, all right, well, what are you doing tonight?
Are we
going out together?
Are you gonna go out? Or are we both gonna go home and eat a pizza?
Like, so are we going
we
home?
Can do that.
Am I staying
together?
The night? It's currently 8 p.m. Am I staying?
Am I staying or am I gonna go and then it's weird?
Oh my God,
it's nighttime.
Is so awkward.
It is so awkward. I did a lot of those and it just never got better. Never got better. The best one ever was like we hooked up in the middle of this party and then we just like went right back to the party.
Oh, that's the best.
That's
yeah.
easy because then you have that like little
my roommate
little secret.
My roommate did this at a Dage, but they had shower
oh.
sex.
Oh God.
And so she
that's me though.
She
like,
came
I did that.
Back to a full blown like day party. Like
soaking
wet. We were like, Valerie, you need to go home. Like,
you need to go home. No, I it's fun because then you have that little secret with them, too. Mm. You're just kind of like, we just had sex. Nobody knows. But, like, everyone knows, you know, because you left holding hands, walking to his apartment together. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I ever kissed Mike. Mm. But, no, day drink, that's super awkward. I think the ideal situation is if you both are just like, let's just, like, fucking order Chinese food and watch a movie because I'm hungover already.
Yeah, but it's like, do I leave? Oh, my God. I'm
it's
so uncomfortable
awkward.
Right
it's
now.
So uncomfortable. But, like, with him, like, we went to sleep. And then we woke up at 5 a.m. And then we just talked for like 2 hours. Mm. And then we had sex. And then I threw up in his bathroom and then we left. Tough, man. Shacking is hard. We have a lot of like non-answers this episode.
We're just chatting.
We're just chilling. It's because I'm hungover. But I do think err on the side of staying for less time. And if you want someone to leave your apartment, make up an excuse as to
oh
where
my God
you
have you ever went back to someone's place, like had sex, gone asleep, woke up at like 6 at like 4 a.m 5 a.m and been like
I can't
absolutely
stay.
Hate you, like I need to leave right now, but yeah, you can't leave at 5 a.m
you can leave at 5 well 5 is tricky,
say it's still dark out,
yeah, scary,
the sun is still down, if you can't leave,
you leave the second the light of dawn hits you.
Oh my God.
You wait until the first ray of sun hits the sky and then you leave. That's what I did in college all the time.
Yeah.
So long story short, just don't overstay your welcome. You know how long is appropriate to stay. And if you leave in the morning and they don't wake up, shoot them a text to be polite. Just be like, hey, I left. Had fun. Nice meeting you.
That's it.
That's it. All it takes. Or don't give them your number if you're me and just be a mysterious
just walk
girl.
Out the front door.
Gone with the wind.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I was never here. Was I here? You don't know. All right. Let's move on from this. Before we get into our final segment today, got a word from a sponsor. Oh, my God. Lola. We love Lola. I get so excited about Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. So we do not know what's in the fucking tampons, you know? But with Lola, you do know what's in your tampon because it's 100% cotton. Think about that. You're putting something in your body and you don't even know what's there. There could be synthetic materials or chemicals, dyes. But let me just say, if you're using scented tampons, you need to quit that right
That's
now.
That's wild.
That is so bad
Why do
for you.
You care about the smell of the inside
of
your
vagina when you're on your period? I'm sorry. That's just a mess anyways. Mm. Like, your period is a natural, beautiful thing, and you should be treating it with the respect that it deserves. Mm-hmm. Your vagina is a magical, wonderful thing, mm-hmm. and you need to give it the love that it deserves with Lola. And now they're offering condoms and personal lubricant as well. And I bet that's really good for you. You ever use a condom and afterwards you're like, that didn't,
yes, yes,
that
it
didn't
is,
feel
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
I would bet my ass that Lola has great condoms and great lube.
You're right.
Healthy
Nothing
for
that
you.
You're like allergic to. Like, it feels
pH
like a chemical
balance
burn.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is great. I love Lola. It's, I mean, they're great tampons, you know. and great overnight pads, no leakage. Big fan. And it's convenient because it's a subscription service. So it comes right to your door. You get the products that you need and none of the products that you don't. How many you need. You can customize your box. It's amazing. I love Lola so much and it shows up right to your door. So for 40% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter code Ellie when you subscribe. Big fan. Big fan of Lola. All right. Honestly, I had a really good weekend, but I don't think that you really had. I mean, you did, but you also had a real experience. So today we're introducing a new segment, and it's called That's a Shame. And it's for those moments when, like, you know, something happened and there's nothing you can do about it, but God, it was not the best moment of your life.
This fucking sucks.
It really fucking sucks, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're practicing radical acceptance here, ladies. Mm-hmm. We're saying, sometimes things happen that weren't the way that you wanted them to happen. And mm-hmm. that's a shame. So, Alana, what happened to you this weekend?
This weekend, I met...
Oh, what? Are we doing
this? I met my boyfriend's parents.
Alana has a boyfriend. Alana and boyfriend sitting in a tree.
I wish you could see Ellie's face. She's been trying to get this out of me.
For weeks. You guys know that. Every time I go,
Still only 50% though. Okay, so I met him and his parents came to New York.
Your boyfriend's parents, that was? You met them? You met your boyfriend's parents.
Okay. Yeah, my
just
BF.
To clarify, it's your boyfriend's parents.
My BF. I met his parents. We were together all day, like drinking. We had such a good day.
And you had gone out the night before.
Yeah, we went out.
We went out.
This is like an all day thing. We go to like a really nice steakhouse and I sit down and I'm starting to get like really like lightheaded and like out of it. I'm like, oh my God, I feel a little queasy.
And all you can focus on at that point is like, why do I feel sick?
Yeah, so I'm like nibbling on bread. I try to eat a little shrimp.
Do you have any water?
Every time I grab my water, my hand's shaking out of control. His dad keeps pouring wine in my glass. It's just getting larger and larger. I can't even put it into my mouth. I keep getting like black. I'm like, I cannot believe this fucking happening. I order a steak. I'm like, this will make me feel better, I think. I know. You ever chew something when you're nauseous and it's just
and
like,
it's,
will
you
not.
You have to spit it out or you're going to vomit.
So I put this piece of steak in my mouth and my jaw clenches. Yep. The water.
You know.
I run to the bathroom and I projectile vomited in the bathroom. I was in there for maybe 10 minutes. I'm in and out of the bathroom this entire dinner. I stopped speaking. Like, my only thing I was concerned about was, like, sitting up straight and, like, smiling.
Up.
So I'm, like, quivering and shaking and, like, smiling. And in my head, I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. And I'm just... I had to start making up excuses why I was getting up. I'm like, my mom's calling me. And he was like, oh my God, I thought you were mad because I told my parents that I bought you a lap dance at the strip club. I was like, no. It was the worst thing, the worst possible.
The worst way to meet your boyfriend's parents.
Yes.
And you know what?
It's just a shame. It's a fucking
shame.
It's
a darn shame, Alana.
So I'm sure whatever happened to you this weekend was better than that.
Yeah, so if you had a shitty weekend and you had your cry counts increased this weekend, at least you weren't puking your guts up every 5 minutes meeting your boyfriend's parents for the first time. So that is a shame. Right. Final segment today is a little thing I like to call bitching with Ellie. And today we're talking hangovers. Because I'm hungover and it's not fair because I'm a nice girl and I don't deserve it. It's just not fair that I'm 23 years old. 23. Do you know how young 23 is? I know if you're in college right now, you're like, 23, that's so old. It is not old. 23 is very fucking young and I should not be having this kind of hangover. Like, I don't get it. There are people who are in their 30s that don't get hangovers like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I get fucking, like, 3-day-long hangovers. I get one hangover, I'm out of commission for the rest of the fucking weekend. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't handle myself. It's not fair. Like, how is that fair? I started getting these when I was 21. It was, like, my 21st birthday hit, and all of a sudden, I got hangovers.
It's bar drinks.
It must
be. Bar drinks will get you hungover. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, maybe it's because, like, when we mix them ourselves, like, we're not getting as hungover. Because I never got, like, Darty hungover. Or like frat party hungover.
Yeah.
Wait, weird. Have we just uncovered the mystery of hangovers?
I started getting hangovers
my
like
first
more
bar.
Constantly when it was like
literally,
the bar time.
My 21st birthday, mm-hmm. It was my first like, oh my God, I'm so hungover. I'm going
Which
to
Which is
die.
Odd because it's like, I'm just getting vodka sodas, really. Maybe like
I
some
drink
tequila shots
vodka
or maybe
water.
Like a special drink. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's, like, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, I don't understand it. And it's like the headache and the stomach. And it's like, you eat, but you're not full. And does that happen to you? you eat like six times, but you're still hungry. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that? What popsicle? Whoa.
What was that word? Popsicle?
Popsicle? What popsicle. Possible evolutionary advantage is there to hangovers?
It's warning you to stop.
Shut up.
But nothing will stop.
Nothing's going to stop me. Nothing will stop me. I'm going to be real with you. I'm never going to stop. There's one day I will stop, but today is not that day. Mm-hmm. It's not fair. And it's also like, I know that if I eat when I'm drunk, then I won't be as hungover or won't be hungover at all. I know this. Yet I never do it.
So true.
I never drink water. I never eat something. I never like get fucking Pedialyte. Like I'm dumb and I don't take care of myself. I'm just like, it'll be fine. But God, I hate a hangover. And you know what? When you're in college and you have a hangover on a Friday, you don't have to fucking go to class. You might not even have class.
That's so true. You just don't go. You just don't go.
You're like, I'm fine. I don't have to go. You're a fucking adult and you have a job and you have to show up when you're hungover. That shit is not fair. That shit is not fair. I have to do shit today, you know? It's only noon. I know I have to be here for at least another 4 or 5 hours. And I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not fair. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's just like one of those things that sucks and will always suck, and it sucks. The stomach thing, I used to throw up every time I was hungover, like for a year. Mm-hmm. In college. I would morning throw up. That was the worst. The morning puke, ugh. And it's just like bile because you ate nothing the night before, so it's painful. You're like dry heaving over the toilet. Ugh. Oh my God, it's the worst.
I did that at your house.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
When? After the Christmas party,
yeah.
I don't remember that at all. Mm. I have no memory mm-hmm. of like the Christmas party, to be honest.
Yeah. Weird night.
That was a weird night. But hangovers. We all get them. And they fucking suck. Mm-hmm. They are the worst. And just keep me in your prayers because I don't feel well. But I'm about to go get McDonald's and maybe throw it up or maybe feel better. Uh-huh. One of the two.
You never know.
Could go either way. All right. And that's it for this week's edition of Bitching with Ellie. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for this week's episode. Kind of a weird episode. It's because I'm hungover and I do want to apologize. Hand up. That's on me. but yeah, really big fan of you guys.
Big you guys fan.
As always, you are welcome to submit questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, feelings, opinions. Would you rather fuck, marry, kill? Oh, somebody did a fuck, marry, kill. Jess, Dean, Logan. Those are the Gilmore Girls guys. Obviously, kill Dean. Fuck Dean. Fuck Jess, marry Logan because he's rich. Easy. That's like the easiest fuck, mm-hmm. marry, kill. You are welcome to submit more fuck, marry, kills because I like doing them. And yeah. Oh, cry count?
Zero.
I think I cried. I don't remember. I think I cried, though. Mm. I probably cried. Let's be real. But yeah, have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on Friday. Love you guys so much. Oh, and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. The Lollapalooza vlog is very funny. If we do say so ourselves.
Oh, thank okay. you.
All right. Bye. I love myself. I want to see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Because it's my own. Keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered 'cause you're staring.